Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey, friends. Welcome to another podcast. We are always trying to take you a little deeper on this five-minute segment, a little deeper into the things of God, a little deeper into text, a little deeper into context. What I really want you to walk away from this every day, whether you're running on a treadmill or sitting at work or driving down the road, whatever you're doing, I want you to take away the fact that the Bible is beautiful and deep and that Jesus is so lovely within its pages that if you'll look for him, you'll find the most gorgeous pictures of Christ. And so in doing that, you can be at perfect rest and know that he loves you so very, very much. We're at the wedding at Cana in John 2 where Jesus has just said, "Woman, it's not my hour." His mom turns around and says, "Whatever he says to you, do it." And I told you yesterday, I think that kind of faith moves the heart of God. Jesus, the sixth verse then says, there were set six water pots of stone according to the manner of purification of the Jews concerning 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Six is the Hebrew number for man, or the works of man's hands. I think that came about due to the fact that man was created on the sixth day and then God rested on the seventh day. Seventh is perfection and rest. Six is just short of that. That's man. A little lower than Elohim. A little lower than the seven is the six. And so when you see six, a lot of times you're seeing a representation of something bigger. Stone is almost always a representation of the law. Water pots of stone is man. Man's government is structured upon the law of the knowledge of good and evil. Everybody, whether they're a believer or not, they still have within them, well, a believer's a new creation, but whether they believe it or not, every man functions by a knowledge of good and evil to some extent or the other. He's a water pot of stone filled with water. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. And when the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. And this, after this, he went down to Capernaum, he, his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they did not stay there many days." So notice that the statement is this, that most of the time you would put the watered down, weaker wine out last because everybody had already drunk, or they were already drunk. And thus they didn't care or couldn't taste it as well anyway, so you put the cheaper wine out at the end. And yet here Jesus comes in at the end of the week, and when he turns the water to wine, he makes it of such high quality that when the master of the house drinks it, he says, "This is amazing. You saved the absolute best wine for the end of the week. We don't understand why you would do that." And it tells me that Jesus always gives the best. It's not that Jesus saved the best for last. Jesus wasn't even there in the beginning of the week. But when he moves, he always moves with the best. Why in the world did he turn the water to wine? What was the purpose of turning water to wine? Well, in the basic sense of it, it was to bring joy, to bring happiness, to bring pleasure, to bring peace. And that's exactly what it did. But I think there's a deeper reason that he turned the water to wine. I want to give you the whole details of that tomorrow. Before I do that, let me say this to close today. Jesus wants to take your water pot of stone, you, the empty vessel, and he wants to fill you up with water. That's his Holy Spirit. And then he wants to bring the wine of joy into your life. You are a wasted water pot that has only been used. They were water pots of purification. People had only pulled out of them. There are people all over the church who have been used by the church. They are water pots of stone. Jesus wants to refill you with water and then change it to wine. Bring happiness back into your life. If that's you that's been used up by works and religion today, be released in the name of Jesus and receive the water of the Holy Spirit with the joy of gladness. Have a wonderful day, a blessed day in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.